Sisters, sisters, the news sisters, Mary Kate and Ashley sisters. Sisters, healthcare sisters, sisters, wealth management sisters, Steph Curry. Sisters, friendship sisters, sisters, I'm struggling sisters, sisters. Welcome to Sisters by Choice, a podcast with Katie and Shannon.
But when I start going to Google, I swear I don't know where this is from. My Siri suggested website on my phone is called I Have the Power of God and Anime on My Side.
If I know two things about Shannon me. Is always talking about, it's Jesus, God, Holy Spirit, and anime.
Yeah, I'm always trying to buy you that anime Bible.
Oh, wow. That would be more interesting than the regular Bible, I would have to say.
Catholics went me into that, though. That'd be some New Age
really well-kept secret. No pictures in the Bible, just a big textbook.
My cousin that just had a baby, at her baby shower like a month or two ago, these old ladies that just like show up out of nowhere in someone's life to be at a baby shower, because apparently that's how this works. They kept getting like, my first Bible. And this isn't their thing at all. And watching her open the third of like, children's Bible with pictures, all these things. Yeah. It was pretty funny because she had to be like, another Bible, thanks.
Oh.
And this little baby is not going near it.
Yeah, that's funny. If someone gets you a gift that you're not super pumped about, it's usually something that is still like something you could use, like socks or something.
Yeah, something useful.
But in that case, it's like, nope, we're never going to use it.
We're getting our third baby Bible.
Yeah. I mean, as somebody who got my first reconciliation, all the, like, you know, steps in Catholicism.
Big year second grade is, yeah.
And, like, got all of that weird jewelry with crosses.
Oh, my gosh. So much jewelry. And little, like, jewelry boxes. It's like, well, I guess to put my two cross necklaces in.
And little, like, little statues.
I was going to say, little, like, coins and stuff that say, like, an angel is near.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this isn't part of what we just talked about.
There's like a little lamb.
Yep.
Yeah. Lots All of these that. Things are just mementos for hoarders and the like.
But then you can't throw them away ever.
Right. They're just in a little box that
they're just
sometimes.
They're just in a drawer somewhere in your parents' house.
That's
my
cool.
neighbor just walked by. She smiled.
Oh.
Her name's Katie.
Oh, that's my name as well.
Yeah, she's a teacher. You guys would like each other. Aww. She's cool.
How old is she?
30s.
I'm ageist, so we can't be friends.
No, you would hate each other. And so I have my absentee ballot, like, on the table behind us. And I'm really glad I haven't filled it out yet, because you never know what can change. Yeah. I'd feel pretty dumb if I had voted for someone that's not in anymore. That must be how Iowa feels right now.
Yeah. I heard that, you know, well, first of all, we don't know who won Iowa.
That's
a lot of
true.
People say it's Pete, and I heard it
Pete
reported.
Says it's Pete, but I heard it's actually Bernie.
Right. Bernie says it's Bernie. Pete says it's Pete. Bernie won the popular vote, and then Pete won the delegates, I think, is what the situation was. And then
that always works out for the good guys, right?
Historically, sure. But it was the first time that a gay person won, you know, in Iowa for the primary, and it was rumored that they weren't going to add it to the history books because they're homophobic.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. I mean, it's a pretty interesting, like, stat to have. You know, like, I'm not, like, three things we're covering in sixth grade history is, like...
It definitely merits a sentence.
But it does, yeah.
Of all the stupid
There's
things
There's enough
I
literature
learned about,
in the world that something should cover it.
I mean, I love learning about Crispus Attucks. Who doesn't?
Crispix. I thought, isn't there like a snack called like Crispix or something?
I think a cereal with
something.
An X.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. I also don't know what that is.
I might be totally wrong about this. Let's see. Oh, first person killed in the Boston Massacre, and thus first American killed in the American Revolution.
Can I quiz you? We can quiz each other on like people you learn about in school.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you a name and you have to tell me what this person did.
Okay.
Clara Barton. Do you remember that name?
Clara Barton. I don't know. Was she part of the...
Clara Barton started the Red Cross.
Oh, cool.
What about, we'll do opposite because I can't think.
Who invented the printing press? Now I remember. Okay.
Well, the one with movable type, that would be Johann Gutenberg.
There it is. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
Printing, like, signs, like, little things of, like, Mary, the Virgin Mary. There are, like, lots of little stamp images way before movable type. But I think the answer you were looking for was Gutenberg.
She's that good.
Yeah, that's a, what, was he German? Yeah, I think he was German.
It sounds German, but yeah. I don't know.
Pretty sure. 1450s, yeah.
Do you know what, who invented the cotton gin? That was a big one.
Now, this is two names that I love. First name and last name, I would name my kids both of them. Eli and Whitney.
Eli
so
and
cute.
Whitney are cute. I've never thought of it as two names like that. That's good.
And I have a friend named Eli. No friends named Whitney, but I'm open to having a friend named
Maybe
Whitney.
Maybe your daughter can be your friend.
I mean, that's the thing. Sisters by choice and daughters by
statistically. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
yeah. We did education and politics already.
Already! Knock him out of the park.
Okay.
It's been less than 15 minutes.
Do you want to move on to our word of the week? Which is actually
our topic.
Yes. Okay.
Go ahead. I don't know what this is. Katie's real excited to share it with me.
Yeah. So I wrote out something. So I'm going to talk now. As all of our users know, this is an educational podcast above all else. Ultimately, we'll be awarding an honorary degree to one especially bright audience member at the culmination of today's episode. So stay tuned to find out if it's you. In the spirit of education, we turn to our word of the week, which will actually be a term of the week. It's something that has been on my mind, and I'm sure on the mind of a lot of our users. Today we'll be talking about waste management.
That's not what I thought it was going to be.
So the subject, not the corporation.
Okay.
Now, what did you think it was going to be?
I thought it was about the Muppets, and I was really, next week we'll have to do Muppets, because my hopes got up.
I did send Shannon
a gif,
like a hint gif about what the term was going to be today, and it was Oscar the Grouch in his trash can.
And I was like, ladies and gentlemen, we have Muppets.
Muppets. But the other thing that was there was the trash can.
I was like, maybe she's going to want to talk about recycling.
Oh, but that's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, next time we'll do Muppets.
Yeah, next time. It's a little more kid-friendly Muppet.
Yeah, waste management gets pretty adult.
Yeah. It gets smelly. Actually, that's kind of a child thing to, like, be smelly.
Yeah.
Okay, you flipped my mind. I feel like this is the kid
The more
episode.
Mature topic is Muppets.
So waste management, also called waste disposal, includes the activities and actions required to manage waste from inception to final disposal. Shannon, what are your thoughts and feelings about today's subject?
I'm interested in learning more because I do feel like I'm a little bit ignorant on everything. I'm like super ignorant. No, I know stuff like goes to the landfill, and this is why we don't want single-use plastics like the one I'm using right now.
Sure, for apple juice. But you also need your nutrients,
that's
so it's
true.
It's hard to balance.
That makes me feel a lot better. but, like, I also get really confused with, like, water supply. Like, because you don't want to get, like, water dirty, but I'm like, you can clean water. So I'm hoping we can talk about that, too, a little bit.
Yeah. Now, water waste is, like, a whole other thing.
Yeah.
My brother's a water engineer.
Interesting.
Yeah. So he has to live by the coast or like a big lake to have a job.
So Florida.
Florida.
Big lake.
Or maybe California someday. Who knows? But
you know, there was just a news article today of like there's some caterpillar or worm or something that can eat plastic. And so like that might have solved a giant problem.
Are you serious?
Like let's breed these things like crazy and make them eat all our plastic.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That would solve problems. Yeah, but is that, like, good for them?
I don't know.
That's crazy. What I was thinking about was, like, there's smartphones that, like, get tossed out, you know, on average every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, makes radioactive garbage.
Oh, because of batteries and stuff.
Yeah. And, like, tons of it goes to, like, China and to Thailand. And it just, like, the people in those communities get cancer so quickly.
Yikes.
So waste management has been on my mind. Real downer on that one, but, like, anyway, it's also fun. Garbage. It's fun.
I like trying to figure out what you can know about a person based on their garbage.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. Have you ever found something wild in a friend's garbage can?
I definitely have. I gotta think.
Like a roommate's garbage? You get to know your roommate's garbage.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, when it's something of yours that's like, oh, I guess someone ate that.
Oh.
In the garbage. I had something kind of like that happen where I was at the apartment of one of my old roommates. And I was like, that's so weird. We had these same towels growing up. And then I was like, these were my towels. You know, just, like, little hand towels.
Oh, yeah.
That's always funny in, like, sibling stuff or roommate stuff. Like, that's so weird. I didn't know you ended up with that.
Yeah. I see that on the sister side a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But it goes both ways. Grace and I both take things from each other.
Well, and, like, with my grandfather passing away this year, there's 18 grandkids. So a lot of people want his, like, stuff. Memory stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and my grandma's still with us, but, like, she didn't use a lot of stuff anymore. So it's been, like, sly, like, people are just taking stuff, and then it's not fair.
Okay.
And then whatever.
Has she been saying, oh, this is for you, this is for you?
She can't do that.
Oh, okay. That's what my grandma's been doing. She's like, Carol, what do you want?
That's nice. They told my mom she got first dibs on everything, because she took care of them.
Okay.
So, like, my mom took the antique stuff, but little things like their plates and things from growing up, little decorations and stuff, I keep like being, like,
meaningful things.
Yeah. So, you will see on my fridge, there is a magnet that says Anne's Kitchen.
Aww.
And you may notice that my name is not Anne, but that's my grandmother's, and she always had that on her fridge my whole life.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So, when we were moving them out, I took that.
Her name's Anne?
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Her real name's Catherine.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Catherine Ann Patricia is her name.
Okay, thanks for sharing your thoughts and feelings about today's subject, waste management. Just a reminder for our users, the possibility of an honorary degree is hanging over all of you today.
I had almost forgotten. Thank you.
An honorary degree from our podcast, Sisters by Choice, could lead you on the path to many professional opportunities, such as audio engineer, canvasser for Bernie, and even alderman of your ward. These are all things that could potentially, in a given scenario, happen. Just something for our users to keep in mind. Okay, moving on. So our guest is actually out on the town tonight, so she can't speak with us. So in lieu of a fun and casual guest interview, we'll be taking a short quiz to better acquaint ourselves with waste management and everything it's all about.
This might be our most fun podcast ever.
Are you ready to be quizzed?
Yeah. Now, am I getting the quiz as Shannon, or are we quizzing the users?
You know, I didn't really decide how they'd get the honorary degree, but I think it all rides on your answer.
Okay. Well, so. I'll set the standard, and we'll see who's better than me.
Yeah.
Because if you know one thing about me, it's that I'm very ignorant.
If we get a user who leaves, like, a voicemail comment, and it's sounds really smart, they're the ones who are going to get the honorary degree, I would say.
Twitter, too. Ooh, they could make a TikTok and put it on Twitter for us.
Yes. We won't be on TikTok, but if you tweet the TikTok on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's two social media sites, so we'll be very impressed if you can use two of them. So, question number one about waste management. What is an example of a common financial issue in municipal solid waste management? Choose one. A, user payments don't fully cover the cost of operating the waste management system. B, waste management costs are decreasing. There's excess budget that must be reallocated.
That can't be it. That doesn't seem like a problem.
Yeah, that seems like a pro. Nobody's costs are decreasing.
You know what? My biggest problem is I have too much money. What am I
going
to do?
My costs are going down too rapidly. Or C, there's too much capital available to fund municipal waste systems.
Too much money doesn't seem like a problem. I'm going to go with A.
No, but they say it's C, which doesn't
much funding?
Too much capital available to fund. It doesn't make any sense. We're going to say that A is correct.
Okay.
Shannon got it right.
Great. How about you? That's what I got, too.
This is like a kid's Dora, show.
Yeah. That was my favorite part, too.
Okay, question number two. Who knows if any of these answers are right? which is not an example of how the three R's can be adopted by a city. A, composting organic waste. B, recovering heat from combustible waste. C, disposing plastic bottles in a landfill. Or D, offering collection of recyclables from apartment buildings once a week.
I'm going with C.
Shannon went with C, which was disposing plastic bottles in a landfill. But actually, they said it's B.
How is that a good thing to do, to put plastic bottles in a landfill? I don't think this is correct. They should recycle them. That's one of the three R's. Yeah. The three R's, reduce, reuse, recycle. That doesn't do any of them.
Recovering heat from combustible waste is the thing they said, but that seems like a thing that would help, right?
That would be, yeah, recover. That could be the fourth R.
Wow. The answers on here...
wild.
Might not be right.
Right?
This shows how smart our sister Shannon is, because she's catching all the mistakes that the teacher made, okay? All right. I think we're ready to go on to number four. What is the main entity responsible for waste collection and treatment in Japan? Prefecture government, B, municipal government, or C, national government?
Municipal.
Yes!
I was like, that's just the normal answer. That's so weird. That's what it would be here, I think.
Municipal, I would.
Yeah.
If they had the same plan for every municipality in the United States, it would be crazy on trash day. Like, that'd if it were crazy. Federal instead.
Oh my God, federal trash day!
Like, national government controlling your trash, that would be terrible. But
and then
Japan's
people go on
smaller.
Strike and the whole country has garbage.
We're Joe Biden because we're corporation over working class. Just kidding.
Did you know that he called his like, wife his sister or whatever last night? Oh, no. He, like, mixed up his wife and his sister, like, when he was introducing them.
Oh, God.
Which is pretty weird, but I'm still more comfortable with it than Trump, so.
That's true, yeah. At the end of the day, there's a lot of things we'd be more comfortable with
than
Trump.
There are a lot of things. Like, no president.
Yeah, we never gave that a try. No Oscar host.
Yeah.
No president.
That's how we stop them from doing offensive things, that we don't have one.
What kind of government is that called? Is there such a thing?
Is it a government?
Sure. It's just another type of government.
But, like, you mean if there's not one leader?
Yeah. If it's
like, if there's just, like, a court or whatever.
Yeah, there's, like, a governing body, but no top man.
I thought you were like,
woman.
What kind of government is it when there is none? And I'm like,
well, there's still government.
Yeah, there's still
just
got
not,
laws.
Not an executive office is what I'm saying. I don't know if it's been tried.
Yeah, I don't know.
In our limited experience of organization, our improv team had a president.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what it's like to not have a president.
No, and I went to dare know how to go through the cafeteria line workshop without a president.
Without a president?
Not my president. Were you ever on the board?
No.
No, me neither. No.
I Dank nominated me once for one of the positions, one of the ones that doesn't matter so much, and I appreciated the nomination.
Did you say no, or did you just let it happen?
Oh, I just let it happen, but, like, I was never going to be on the board.
That's how I felt.
It was just, like, a friend thing that he did, because he respected me.
I think Andy nominated me for, it was either president or vice president. I remember being like, this is really great. And he, like, was the one at the time. Uh-huh. And I brought it up with him this year. Uh-huh. And he's like, I did not do that. And
you
I swear he
you?
Did. I was like, no, you did. He's like, you wouldn't have been good at that. Like, he was like, no, I wouldn't have. I wanted Will. I'm like, well, that makes sense. But it was really nice at the time. I was like, you nominated both of us. He's like, no.
That's very interesting. I mean, as much as I respect our dear friend, I don't think he was so suited for his role. So
I don't know how he did it. Yeah.
To say that about you. Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a time.
So this is the kind of thing you think about when you think about government and how
trash.
It's led and trash. I don't think we need to do the last two questions.
Oh, please. Let's do them real quick.
You want to do them?
Yeah. Okay. Speed round.
All right. There's going to be four options of an answer. Some of these go ABC, some that go ABCD. This one's ABCD.
Keeping it quick. I love it.
which is not an example of a key challenge that developing countries face in waste management. A, open dumping of waste and lack of safe disposable options. B, timing required to generate citizen awareness of environmentally friendly waste disposal methods. C, lack of comprehensive laws and regulations for waste management. Or D, low volume of organic waste relative to plastic waste.
D. I'm going to say D.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That was so bad.
That was so stupid.
Interesting. You got that one right.
We got it.
So the other things that actually are challenges are, you know,
laws, time,
lack of safe disposal options.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Cool. Oh, last one. Here we go.
Last one. Oh, okay. This must be the person who made the quiz. So bear that in mind. What is an approach that World Bank takes to assist clients in improving waste management practices?
Okay. Here we go. So, I think this we know who our sponsor is.
A, export waste from low-income income countries to high income countries for disposal. Oh God, I'm sure the high income countries would love
low income waste.
Ensure that the authorities managing solid waste and municipalities have the autonomy and resources needed. It cuts off.
Okay,
hold on. C, burns excess organic waste to reduce landfill volume and methane gas, or D.
Oh, that one sounds good.
That sounds like a good thing. I don't know if World Bank has the capabilities of
that's
that.
That's true. They might be trying to prove a point that they're not doing enough.
This is not a promotional quiz. D, purchase recyclables collected from households.
Oh, okay. We'll go with that one. That one sounds like they go out of their way for it. Let's go with
purchase. I think that'd be a really cool thing for them to do. Unfortunately, B.
Oh, no!
B, the one that I couldn't even
we don't
see
know what it was.
Cut out. Ensure that authorities managing solid waste and municipalities have the autonomy and resources needed. Okay, so you can tell it's going in a good direction. That's the thing they do. But who knows? I don't know why it didn't just wrap around to the next line. That's okay.
This is the craziest quiz I've ever taken.
Oh, World Bank. Thanks for providing that quiz. At this time, I think we'll also shout out our other sponsor, which is
B2B. Business to business.
In any capacity, we are happy to be sponsored by B2B. That's when one business goes to another business for something.
No need to make it more complicated than that.
No. B2B. It says it all in B2B.
I think I don't have any tattoos, but if I got one, B2B.
B2B. That would be really minimalistic and
yeah.
Millennial.
Kind of like really little in like typewriter font on my wrist, B2B.
Typewriter font. Oh my God. What a throwback. You know, when there was the first printer in the Americas, in Mexico, he just brought Gothic type with him. That was all that books were printed in. Gothic.
Till when?
Till about 20 years after he came.
Till about 2013.
No, and so he came over in like 1540, and then in 1560, Roman type became really popular.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you know this from library class?
Yeah.
Which makes it sound...
Library class.
Which makes it sound like after preschool. That's the most degrading way to talk about what you do. Like, oh, did you have library class?
Yep. I think if you don't put in the other R, it gets... extra condescending. If you say library,
did you go to library class
instead of library? Whew, it really makes you feel 10 things lower on the rungs. What do you say? Notches?
Yeah,
lower. I would say on the, you know, on the object that you were on that has rungs or notches.
The meter stick.
Yeah. The metaphor of that is hazy for me.
What's the word for, like, at a carnival, but mostly if it's on TV at a carnival where you have to, like, hit the thing and it goes up and, like, winner, or, like, you're a strong man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm picturing is where that landed for you.
Uh-huh. God, who knows what that is. If a user knows that, I'll consider them, you know, especially for the honorary degree.
In waste management.
My AP environmental science teacher in high school. Apes. He loved apes. He loved birds. He used to wear his William and Mary sweatshirt, which looks a lot like the waste management.
It does.
Logo.
You know, that's where I wanted to go to school.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think we've talked about that.
Your girl got waitlisted.
Oh, you should have been a swimmer because my friend from Virginia got waitlisted, but she was swim, so they got
a lot of reasons I should have been a swimmer. But now that I think about it, I had a white sweatshirt with a W and M and yellow and green. That's kind of like garbage.
That's the same.
Which is why we're Buckeyes.
Go Bucks, baby.
Go Bucks.
We just couldn't deal with the color scheme of waste management, so we had to go scarlet and gray.
Really good in gray. That blue Ohio State sweatshirt you have, that's cool.
Yeah, that's also gothic font.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything's improv. Everything's callbacks, really.
TBT.
TBTs, B2Bs.
It actually is. B2B.
A to B, A to C, pardon me, A to C, not A to B.
I think the users might be able to hear that my heat just kicked in, so that's nice.
That's her waste management system kicking in.
Yeah, just getting rid of some waste. I'm not afraid to multitask, podcast, and manage waste.
That's a nice way of saying trash, waste.
Can I give a Disney fact that relates?
Would love, yeah.
Cool, because here we go. So at Walt Disney World, one of the lands within the Magic Kingdom is Liberty Square. And so that's like fresh America revolutionary time stuff.
Okay.
One if by land crap.
So fresh.
You know, so fresh. Fresh little country we have.
So much liberty.
And in one little square. And you can tell when you've totally switched lands in the Magic Kingdom because the flooring switches, like the color of the cement, and it is kind of like they do a really good job of those transitionary periods where you're starting to see things that fit into both. You don't realize, and all of a sudden you're in the new one. And in the stonework, when you're in Liberty Square, it's like just dirt ground color, but there's one part that's like this wiggly line that goes through the whole land, this little wiggly line on the side. And can you guess what it's for? It's dark brown.
Is it a landfill? It's for the trash?
It represents the sewage that would have gone through the streets at that time.
Interesting take.
Interesting take by Walt Disney himself.
Wow.
Probably not. But isn't that kind of interesting?
Yeah.
That's a really cool fact to point out when you're there. Visualizing it yourself, isn't that cool? Someday we'll go.
I think, even though that's not, like, the most glamorous part of Walt Disney World, I'm sure.
The ground in Liberty Square?
I think it's a good fact for kids because, you know, we don't think about waste enough managing it. And you got to learn early so that you can not have radioactive trash in countries that aren't as rich as the United States. Yeah.
At my work, they talk a lot about, like, management training and what it takes to be a manager, and I'm going to really start suggesting waste management training.
Oh, my God. Have you had to go through management training?
No, I'm not that good.
Okay.
Nope.
I haven't had to do that at work, but, like, I had a management of libraries class, and I have to learn all these different methods of management, and most of them are really bad, and it's, like, there's more modern ones that are, like, be nice to your employees instead of, like, be hierarchical and be talking down to them. And it's, like, obviously go with the nicer one.
Yeah. Like, oh, I have a little idea. One little teeny baby piece of an idea.
Okay.
Last time we spoke about C-19, what's our word for it?
COVID.
COVID-19 sure. With Dr. Alex. And Katie and I now have access to some face masks. She can borrow one for me for an assignment she's got coming up. Mm-hmm. That only leaves me with 48, but what can you do? I thought maybe we could put them on and see how it affects our communication for the sake of safety.
Yeah.
You want to put it on? Let's do it. All right.
They're over there?
Yep.
So you're saying you've used one already?
I keep one in my backpack. I haven't even tried one on yet, so... Here we go.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
I feel like a hygienist.
Yeah. I feel like usually they're more of a circle shape.
But oh, yeah. I didn't get the good ones.
Which side is the
They go mouth? On your ears.
But is this side? Which side?
Yeah, the blue goes out.
Blue is out.
Oh, it's supposed to go over your nose too, I guess, right?
Yeah, so you don't breathe particles in
your
nose.
And then you put it under your chin like that.
Okay.
I don't like this very much.
I don't like it.
I feel my breath up into my face.
That's the thing is like that not having fresh air is actually not hygienic. So these are not hygienic in some ways, but hygienic in other ways. Which
they're
is
really cheap.
That's cool.
And that's what matters. This is the cost.
Like when you breathe hot air and moist air from your mouth into these little things, eventually if you don't change your mask out, it's going to grow weird shit and it's going to be bad for your air quality. But a day,
we'll be fine.
You got 40 something other
ones. Oh, we good.
You're able to switch it a lot. And, you know, I might test this one out for a whole week. And I think I'd even be fine then. But I probably wouldn't go more than a week with the
same
one.
Well, we can give you two.
Maybe.
Is your assignment only a week?
Yep, it's just for the spring break of my school. But I'm not taking a break because I'm working way more than I usually would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think if you didn't know me and heard me speaking right now, you would think that I had a mask on?
Actually, I think you sound honestly the same, just like a little muffled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We both sound pretty much the same.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
I thought it would be more like,
I can't hear you.
What?
Yeah. What? What?
I can't hear you. What?
A classic response.
Oh, that's funny.
We could do Marco.
What?
That's a good one. I'm going to use that one in improv someday.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and write that one down for improv.
I love to write my improv jokes.
I like
down.
To write a skit.
I like sketches and
skits.
What is the difference between a skit and a sketch?
A skit I find very offensive. I get so mad at that word because a skit is what happens at camp or when you have to come up with a scene that uses all four of your spelling words. That's a skit.
I feel like there's always like a bunch of kids in skits and then one kind of weird adult.
Yeah.
But in sketches, it's you and your friends.
And it's planned better, usually. I've never seen a skit have a script, and I feel like sketches have a script.
Mm.
But there's nothing more fun than when you have done an improv show, and someone asks, who made that skit?
So fun.
We've all been there.
We've all been there, usually by our own parents.
Yep.
We didn't know they could betray us in that way, and then there they went and asked... Or told us, like, they like that skit. And we're just like...
I can't stand that word.
A little bit of an eye roll, but usually internally, right?
Yeah.
We don't want to roll our eyes to a real person and be rude.
I've never done that.
No, we wouldn't.
Should we take our masks off?
Midwestern and polite. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Ooh, don't like that experience.
No, I don't like that experience either. It was worse than I thought. It does get, like, rounder than I expected.
Yeah.
Maybe I just had a...
I just straightened my knot a little bit.
You can see where my nose was. Look at that.
Yeah, you can... Oh.
That is a nice little nose spot.
Noticing, I think I wore makeup to the thing today, so you can see a little bit of, like, my cover-up right there.
Oh,
on the
yeah.
bridge of my nose. So.
Oh, I don't know which part's the top. See, this one, like, folds to your thing.
Yeah.
Mine only has that on one side. Does yours?
Yep. So I put that one by my nose. Up top.
I guess that's
did
what I did.
Did you put it by...
Yeah, I guess that looks like that's what I did.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that one would go up top. I mean, unless you need structure on your chin. I don't know. Hard to say.
I think nose makes the most sense, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. You ordered these on Amazon?
Amazon was sold out. I ordered these on some sort of, like, medical site.
Oh.
And they keep sending me emails about, like, do you care for someone with incontinence? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It was really cheap. I got 50 for, like, $11 or something, and they arrived the next day.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's, like, Amazon prices.
Mm-hmm. McKesson. Tiger Woods, y'all.
Anyway, Fall Go Boom, and,
Pound Pound Peace.
And Pound Pound Peace.
We out.
Bye, sisters.
Bye.
Stay safe.